Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the ninth parak of Maseches Shviyos, and today we plan on concluding the ninth parak of Maseches Shviyos, so we're up to Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. So today it's Mishnah Ches and Tes. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, since the whole parak pretty much, since Mishnah Be'ez has been talking about Biur, the mitzvah of Biur, so this Mishnah is going to talk about what you do with your Shemitah stuff when it's time for the Biur. So Mishnah Hilo Peru Shviyos V'Igia Shasa Biur. We already discussed what the Shasa Biur is. It depends on the item, but it's whenever it's no longer available to the chaya in the field in your entire region. So if a person has Shemitah stuff that's in your house and the time of Biur has come, so what you do is mechalik mazon shalosh sudos to kol echad ve'echad. You give three meals worth of food to every person in your household and to all of your friends and all of your relatives, whoever you're interested in sharing your food with. As Bar Tanur points out, me'an shebeso ve'acharkach mechalik l'shcheinav. You give it to your neighbors, your relatives, people you know. Then you take it out, says the Bar Tanur, from your house. You put it by your doorway and you say, anyone who wants to take it, whoever wants to take it, is welcome to come and take it. That is Biur. Biur means that you're mafkir it. So who can then take it? Poor people can take whatever's there and eat it eat it after the beer is done. Avalo Ashirim. But rich people are not allowed to eat it after the beer of Rabbi Yehuda. At least that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Bar Tanura points out, Dichsiv Va'achlu Evyone Amcha, that it says that the Evyonim are allowed to eat it, Fiyasum Tochel Chayas Hasada, and whatever's left over, the animals eat. So Evyone Amcha Velo Amcha. Only the Evyone Amcha, but not the regular Amcha. And then Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Echranim Vechra Ashirim Ochlanachar Abir. That both Anim and Ashirim could eat it after the Biur, and the Bar Tanur points out, Kari Beva Achlev Yone Vegam Amcha, the Lach Rabbi Yossi, that we in fact pass in the Rabbi Yossi, it's not Evyone Amcha, it's the way to read the Pasuk is, Va'achlu Evyone, Kama, and also Amcha. Who can eat the produce that you left out on your doorstep and you were mafkir to everybody? Two sets of people, the Evyone and also Amcha. So that's a machlokas tanaim, how to read that pasuk. So that's the machlokas, whether it's only anim or ashirim as well. Now it happens to be the Ramban is of the understanding that when we talk about anim and ashirim over here, it doesn't mean people who are rich. How would you define a rich person? So there are certain halachos that define what a poor person is, someone who doesn't have mazon gimel sudos or mazon yadalit sudos to support him for a whole week. But over here, rich means someone who picks produce from his own field during Shemitah, and poor means someone who doesn't have any of his own produce from his own field, so he has to go to other people's fields. So Rabbi Yehuda's psak is that after you do beer with produce of your own field, you can't take it back for yourself. Only other people, meaning poor people, but it's lav dafka poor, it could be a tech billionaire, but he doesn't have a field. So a poor person, in that sense, someone who doesn't have his own field, is allowed to take it. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that once you did the biur, you're allowed to take it back. That's what we paskin. We paskin that you're allowed to take it back. I once had a situation where we all had to do biur. We bought Shemitah wine by accident in the community. We had given it as Shalach Manos in the Shul Shalach Manos. So Rav Willig, Mordechai Willig Shlita paskin that we should all do biur, leave it out on the curb and declare it ownerless, and then take it back. Then we could just take it back the next day. That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. So the Mishnah discusses a machlokas about something else relating to Shemitah. Mishah ilo peru shvi shenofalo biyerusha oshin ilo b'matana. Let's say you have Shemitah that you got as a Yerusha or you got as a Matana from somebody else. So someone picked Shemitah stuff in a mutter way and then died. And now you inherited it or you gave it to somebody else as a gift. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yinos nula ochlehen, that you should give it to others who are going to eat it together with you. I mean, you can't eat whatever you got as the Yerusha by yourself, or whatever you got as a Matana by yourself, because then you're very likely to tell the person who gave you the Matana a big thank you, a big Yashikayach, and that you're not allowed to do. If someone picks Shemitah produce, you're not allowed to thank the owner of the field for giving it to you, because then is going to imply that it was really owned by him the whole time and that it wasn't really Hefker. So that's the sheet of the Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Elazar Shamutei, Rabbi Elazar follows the sheet of the Beis Shammai. Rabbi Elazar throughout Shas is the Talmud of the Beis Shammai, so he says that if someone got Shemitah produce as a gift or as a Yerusha, he can't eat the produce on his own, because then he's going to say thank you to the fellow who got it for him. This is all how the Bar Tanura explains over here, right, that this is all based on the Shita of the Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was in Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis, who had said that it's Asur Lechol Perosh Shavias Bitova, that you're not allowed to be Machzik Tova, you're not allowed to say thank you to someone who gave you Perosh Shavias Derachmana Afkarinu, because the Torah itself made it Hefker, so therefore you cannot treat it as if the person is doing something for you. The Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say Ein Hachote Niskar, the person who's receiving it, and if he's saying thank you, is doing some sort of avera, shouldn't get any benefit from the food. Ella yimachru la'ochlehen, it should be sold to him, and he has to pay for the produce. Udmei mischalku l'kol adam, and the money should be given to all the people. And in that way, the Chacham are saying that even if the guy who got the gift or got the Yerusha shares it with other people, he's still going to thank the guy who gave it to him. So he has to pay for the produce so that he's not going to owe any thank you to the person. And once he's paid for it, then he could eat as much as he wants. It happens to be the sheet of the Chachamim is that anyway you're allowed to say thank you, meaning that was only sheet of Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to say thank you. The Rabbi Lezer was following the sheet of Beis Shammai. The Chachamim would paskin like the Beis Hillel that you're even allowed to say thank you. So really, what our Mishnah says, the Chachamim hold, is not really the Chachamim holding that way. It's the Chachamim speaking to Rabbi Lezer, l'shitaso. They're saying, you, Rabbi Eliezer, who want to follow Beis Shammai, look, we follow Beis Hillel, so we say you can take it and say thank you, and that's fine. But if you're going to insist that you're not allowed to say thank you, and you're going to follow the sheet of the Beis Shammai, at least be consistent. Follow the sheet of the Beis Shammai all the way. Don't go and just share it with somebody else. You got to at least pay for it in that case. That's how the Bar Tanura understands that he's speaking l'shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim are speaking l'shitas Rabbi Eliezer, but v'lei lo svirale. They don't hold of the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Ha'ochel me'isas if a person ate from a Shemitah dough before someone was mafresh challah, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Just like if you ate from a non-Shemitah dough before there was hafresh challah, you'd be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. And what's the hava mina not? So the Bar Tanura explains, lo tema ein challah, ein challah b'shviyas, mishum d'chsiv lo achla v'lo l'shreifa, v'chalam nitma tu'una shreifa. Don't think that there's no chayiv challah on a Shemitah dough, because after all, Shemitah's li achla v'lo l'shreifa, you're not allowed to burn Shemitah stuff, and the halach is that if challah becomes tameya, challah has a din of truma, so if it becomes tameya, it requires shreifa. Kamash melon deresh sariso sechem amra Torah me'ezo isa shatiya challah tarimu. Resh sariso sechem tells me whatever kind of isa it is, whatever kind of dough it is, you do have to be mafresh challah. So to quickly review what we did today, in Mishnah Ches, we learned that if a person has Perush Shviyas and the Shas HaBir comes, he can give 3 meals worth to anybody and everybody that he knows, but then he has to do beer. And we had a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether only Aniyim are allowed to take it at that point or even Ashirim. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that if a person receives Perush Shviyas as a Yerusha, so Rabbi Eliezer had said that you can share it with other people, but you're not allowed to eat it by yourself, whereas the Chum say, we hold, you can even say thank you for it and take it for yourself. But if you're going to hold that you're not allowed to say thank you for it, then you shouldn't be allowed to eat it at all. You should have to only buy it. You should have to pay for it. And then we said that a dough that is a Shemitah dough is chayiv in afresh eschala, just like any other dough. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the last perek of Masechet Shviyas, perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow.